75 years after D-Day.
We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Vets recall that historic day.
I landed in water to my chest. The only thought was survival.
President persists on action targeting Mexico.
The tariffs go on, and I mean it, too.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Anthony Mason at the American Cemetery in Normandy, where thousands have marked the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied invasion of France that set the stage for victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. The ceremony here included a military flyover and a 21-gun salute. There were also speeches by Allied leaders. President Trump praised American veterans of that pivotal day as among the greatest who will ever live.
Those who fought here won a future for our nation. They won the survival of our civilization.
Correspondent Vicky Barker says this cemetery is a solemn reminder of the cost of war.
You don't rush through this cemetery. You walk slowly, taking in the names on every tombstone. John J. Bilk, Pennsylvania. Roland G. Withers, Louisiana. Samuel Dureta, Pennsylvania. 9,388 gravestones for 9,388 men who died on the cliffs and the beach just behind me.
I'll have more from Normandy later in the broadcast. Steve?
Well, Anthony, on his way to Normandy, President Trump blamed Democrats and Mexico for the surge in migrants at the southern border. Last month, there were more than 132,000 apprehensions, highest since 2006. CBS's Weijia Jiang has the latest on talks over the president's threatened tariffs on Mexico.
President Trump says the U.S. and Mexico teams are making progress, but, quote, not nearly enough to prevent the tariffs. Today, talks will continue after Secretary Pompeo, Vice President Pence, and other administration officials met with the Mexican delegation here at the White House yesterday. Afterwards, Mexico's foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard, said immigration was the main focus of that conversation, not tariffs.
Well, Vice President Pence went to Oklahoma yesterday to promise federal help for flood victims. Other states with communities along major rivers are dealing with high water, too.
I'm Jim Crisill in Hannibal, Missouri. I'm standing on the levee within sight of Mark Twain's home, surrounded by the white picket fence made famous in his writings. The flood wall holding back the bloated Mississippi River is topped with sandbags wrapped in thick black plastic. City leaders are confident the wall will withstand the tremendous water pressure banked up against it.
It was a big mess at LAX last night when the lights went out. And there were cheers when they came on. A few hours later, the outage caused flight cancellations and delays. The attorney for an Ohio doctor charged with murder and the deaths of 25 patients says he was trying to provide comfort care with his painkiller prescriptions. Lisa Coleman's father is among those who died.
I want him to know we're not afraid and we're not going to back down. We're going to be at every court hearing. We want justice.
Online, YouTube has updated hate speech policies, meaning some channels will be removed. CBS News tech analyst Larry Maggott.
In addition to banning extremist material that promotes white supremacy or denies such things as the Holocaust or the murders at Sandy Hook Elementary School, YouTube is demoting certain content that skirts its rules, making it harder for the content providers to attract large audiences.
Those new measures take effect right away. Now let's go back to Anthony Mason in Normandy, France.
The invasion here at Normandy 75 years ago marked a turning point, not just for the war, but also for radio correspondents on scene, describing it all for Americans back home, most notably right here on CBS Radio.
This is Bob Trout speaking. Allied troops began landing on the northern coast of France this morning.
When the invasion of Normandy, codenamed Operation Overlord, got underway in the dead of night.
This morning on the northern
radio coast reporters at CBS World News Roundup were already on high alert.
That's what the Office of War Information wire says.
Runners in arms.
CBS newsman Edward R. Murrow would read the words of encouragement from Allied Commander General Dwight D. Eisenhower.
I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. we will accept nothing less than full victory.
Flying fast and low in a B-26 bomber plane over Utah Beach, 26-year-old CBS newsman Richard C. Hotlett watched as the first wave of 160,000 Allied troops plowed through rough water as they faced relentless German artillery.
The flights ahead of us dropped their bombs. The guns on the ships offshore resumed fire. The bombs and the shells burst together on the target.
Within hours, Hotlett was on the radio, reporting the first eyewitness account of the assault.
4,500 feet up, our plane was rocked by the concussion. We got the stench of the explosives.
About 100 surviving D-Day vets are back here for this anniversary. They're all being honored for their bravery. But Mark Phillips met one former paratrooper who's proved he's still got what it takes.
Airborne!
Airborne! Tom Rice is 97 years old. 75 years ago, he was part of the vanguard of the D-Day invasion. He was among the 18,000 paratroopers who would be dropped behind enemy lines.
It was dark, 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 except for all the hurricane of fire coming up.
Tom Rice has come back to the field where he landed that night to jump again. Seriously.
A replacement left knee, and the right knee is a little sore.
Arriving in daylight and waving a flag this time, a different kind of jump requiring a different kind of bravery.
We're okay.
A successful jump for Tom Rice, a living tribute to the thousands who fought and died on D-Day 75 years ago today. Steve?
Anthony Mason in Normandy, thanks. A new report from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has analyzed child restraint systems in motor vehicles.
Domestic brands are lagging behind imports, says Institute researcher Jessica Germakian, and Toyota and Subaru lead the way. This is important because these restraint systems can be effective, but parents have to be able to figure them out.
We're looking for tether anchors that are easy to find and easy to identify.
Roughly three-quarters of vehicles now get good or acceptable ratings. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The FCC is expected to take new action today designed to stop robocalls, but wireless carriers won't be forced to make call blocking a default and could charge for it. There are now about 5 billion robocalls every month in the U.S. That's about 14 per person. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. For Anthony Mason in Normandy, I'm Steve Kaifin, CBS News.